Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Coach K and Joe Show. The Coach K and Joe Show is brought to you by Harmon Dental Care, Jasper Today, Idea Fusion Media, and the Willis Fence Company. Now, here's Joe Milligan and Ken Coach K Schultheis.
And welcome to the special edition, our Sweet 16 Hoops edition of the Coach K and Joe Show, and we're coming to you live, at least Coach K, this Ken Schultheis, coming to you live here on Sunday, a little after 6 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Central Time, and boy, what basketball we're seeing today. We had Syracuse already punch their ticket. Wichita State Shockers shocked their way into Atlanta, punched their ticket. And just a little earlier in today, Michigan came out and played about as good a basketball as I've seen Michigan play, and maybe that they're capable of playing, as they were just all over Florida. Now, you know, Florida didn't play particularly well, at least in the game plan that they should have been or could have been playing, but I got to give all the credit to Coach Beilein's group. Those Wolverines played well today. Mitch McGarry was strong again in the post. They still don't create a lot in the post, but they just got things done on both ends of the court, offensively and defensively. And right now we got a heck of a game going on. I mean, a battle up and down the court between two great coaches, Mike Krzyzewski, Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino, of course, is Louisville Cardinals, and Mike Krzyzewski of the Duke Blue Devils. And we just had an ugly, ugly injury. If you're listening to the show and you haven't seen or been watching the game, the Louisville Cardinals just had an ugly injury. They've had to take him to Methodist Hospital. And it brought tears to the eyes of the Louisville players, Coach Pitino, and a lot of people on the court. So, but it's a battle right now. Right now the pressure by Louisville is making a big difference in this game. When Louisville has not been pressuring, extending the defense on the full court with their rotations and their traps and getting that ball on the backside, doing a great job on those blind passes. Duke's been able to control the game, but Pitino's not letting that happen, as you might think. And they're still in the first half in what is a seesaw game back and forth between Louisville and Duke. As I mentioned earlier today, Michigan, of course, punched their ticket to Atlanta, becoming the third team of the Final Four to be headed that way. And they just played great basketball. And TB, Trey Burke, it wasn't that he was phenomenal scoring today, but he did a really good job of creating opportunities for his teammates. And I've got to tell you, he hasn't done that a lot this year. A lot of times this year, when the game has gotten difficult, he has tried to shoot his way through it. But I think we saw a maturing of what is probably going to be Player of the Year, or could be, has been in some polls, Big Ten Player of the Year, Trey Burke. I think we've seen the maturing through this tournament of Trey Burke. I think we've seen the maturing in this tournament of Mitch McGarry. I think we've seen a Michigan team who I have been critical of throughout the season, and I'm not going to be like a Colin Cowherd or Seth Davis or Doug Gottlieb or Jim Rome. I'm not going to be like those guys, and when I get it wrong, not say anything. Try to spin it as if, oh, no, I didn't say that. No, I did say that. I've been critical of Michigan all season long about the inability for them to create inside baskets. Mitch McGarry's done a great job of playing strong for them in the post in the tournament. Trey Burke showed his versatility as a guard, a maturing guard, in creating offensive opportunities for other players on the court to take advantage of mismatches and not just trying to shoot his way through it. So congratulations to the Michigan Wolverines. And, of course, Josh Houchin, an avid listener of the show, who has heard me get on Michigan more than once this year. Right now it's Duke 32, Louisville 31, and the Cardinals are at the line shooting, and he just hit the first one of a bonus situation. So the game's now tied with 40 seconds left in the first half. And, folks, it has been a heck of a first half. It really has. But more on Michigan and Florida's ineptness today. Billy Donovan's team, from the game plan at the start to handling the ball to taking advantage of their bigs and allowing them to do the things they're capable of doing. You know, we got to talk more about that game earlier today, Michigan and Florida, and we'll do that after this first break. You're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show. And we're back on the Coach K and Joe Show, and pretty...
Looking for a dentist close to home? Look no further than Harmon Dental Care. Harmon Dental Care offers dentistry for the whole family. Cleanings and exams, natural-looking fillings, crowns, bridges, and more. With convenient hours and a clean, modern office, you'll feel completely comfortable. Call Harmon Dental Care today to schedule an appointment at 482-1060. Harmon Dental Care, creating beautiful smiles.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
And that horrifying news story was the Florida Gators today. If you want to text me and leave a comment, criticism, or ask a question or bring up a topic, you can do that. Text me at 812-480-9449. You're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show. This is Coach K, and as Will Ferrell said, the Florida Gators were a disappointment today. If you're a Florida Gator fan, I'm sorry. Billy Donovan, who is one of the bright, used to be one of the bright young coaches, he's a bright veteran coach with two national championships, had took a team that was fading, faltering in the SEC down the stretch. A lot of analysts had written them off. They come into the tournament, they get some big wins. They have a tough game with Florida Gulf Coast. They come into today's game against Michigan. Michigan is a perimeter-oriented team. Their guys on the perimeter make plays. Their guys on the perimeter can shoot. Louisville just got a steal with 2 seconds left and almost hit a 40-footer. Louisville's going to go up ahead to in the half, 35-32. Louisville 35, Duke 32. As the fourth and final team is going to come out of this game and punch their ticket to Atlanta. And we're talking about Michigan, who did punch their ticket, and Florida's game today. And Florida came out. Here's a team that makes its living with pressuring the ball, shooting the ball, getting the offense out, moving it quickly, and allowing their bigs not to post up and play a two-man game, but to post up, get down in the blocks, and they're strong offensive rebounders, and they go after the missed shots on the perimeter. That's their game. That's how they beat Florida Gulf Coast. They dominated them on the second and third opportunities. They dominated them on the boards. I don't even know if the Florida guys, some of them, were focused the way they needed to be in the game today. Were you watching? Were you watching how they were mishandling the passes, how the ball was being stripped away? It almost looked like the Michigan guards looked like the Syracuse guards. And I know Michigan's got quickness. Hardaway, Robinson, Burke, all those guys are quick and they can play, but they don't have the length that the Syracuse guards do, but they made Florida look bad. You know, Florida made a mini run to end the first half, but this tells you the mental preparation of that the Florida team was in. Here they have cut this thing down to 15. It's a manageable. I mean, they were down 20 or more most of the first half. They pushed this thing down. They had a chance to take it to 9, made a couple of silly turnovers. There was one point where Michigan and Florida come down and throw the ball away to each other 2 or 3 times before somebody decided they wanted it. But in the last play of the game, with time running to 0 and the red light getting ready to flash, Michigan takes a quick 3 to try to end the half, and Florida fouls them. So what could have been a 15-point game at half, which is still a big lead, but in the basketball world today with the 3-point play, it's not. And the momentum going into the halftime dressing room, locker room, no, it wasn't there. Michigan gets up there. They don't hit all 3, but they hit them. They knock their lead up to 17. The momentum's gone, and it's silliness. And Florida comes out and tries to play some zone. They're not pointing the shooters. They're not Syracuse, I can tell you that, when it comes to pointing the shooters out of a zone. And if you don't know what I mean by pointing the shooters or pointing the ball, as that ball moves around the zone, you've got to know who the shooters are for your opponent. And when you talk about Michigan, it's just about everybody on the court, on the perimeter. And they didn't cover him. And when I say pointing the shooter, that means getting out as they receive the ball and getting a hand up. And if they're going to do something, they got to put it on the floor. And that didn't happen. Right now, if you're watching the game while you're listening to the show, they're showing the injury to the Louisville Cardinal player. It was ugly. It was ugly the way it came down to it. And you know there's major damage to that knee and leg because they splinted it. It was an ugly, ugly injury. And I feel bad for him. And I feel bad for everybody involved. You know, the opportunity to go to the Final Four is right in their team's hands and his hands. And he's worked hard all year. So, but Florida just did not come to play the way they should have come to play, and it showed. And, you know, Michigan took advantage of everything. So, Coach Beilein, you did a great job with your guys. Trey Burke stepped up and played great. And for all those Michigan fans who have listened to me criticize this team for not being built for a deep tournament run, hey, at this point I'm wrong. They've taken advantage of every situation, no matter who they've played. They've taken advantage of it. No matter who they've played, they've taken advantage of what the defense has given them. And in the tough situations, they fought their way through and they hit the deep shots. And today they did everything right, created pick and rolls. Florida didn't defend the pick and rolls. And Michigan ate them up. And I got to give a lot of credit to Mitch McGarry. That young freshman, out of the state of Indiana, he has matured. He's big, 6'10", probably goes 240. He's mobile, he's active, and his game has developed throughout the season, even though, that's right, I'm going to say it, even though they have not worked to create a rhythm where they move the basketball and work to get it in the post. He's learned how to offensive rebound. He's learned how to get the ball off the pass and create something down low. I give him a lot of credit. He's just done a tremendous job. So Michigan has punched their ticket. And we'll see what happens. We're going to go to break. I got a text. And when we come back, we'll talk about it. The question is, how does Patino handle halftime given the gruesome injury? Don will talk about it when we come back on the Coach K and Joe Show. If you have any questions, comments you'd like to make, you can text me at 812-480-9449, and you can call 773-897-6325. I might take your call. I might not. I'm working the board. Joe's not here, so I'm working the board. So we'll see. We're going to go to break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show.
Does your website work for you? Your website is an employee. You wouldn't continue to pay an employee that didn't do his job, so don't pay for a site that doesn't produce results. Whether you don't have a site yet or want to improve an existing one, Josh at Idea Fusion Media can help. Want your site to be found easily on search engines like Google? How about growing your business via social media like Facebook? He can help with that as well. Idea Fusion Media, web design that works for you. For your free website review, visit IdeaFusionMedia.com. That's IdeaFusionMedia.com.
Tomorrow, after the game, I, Jackie Moon, will wrestle a bear.
Do you have a question or comment for Coach K or Joe? You can call into the show at area code 773-897-6325. Now, back to the Coach K and Joe Show.
How does Patino handle halftime given the gruesome injury? Well, I don't think there's any doubt that as a coach, first of all, I give Louisville credit for how they handled the injury immediately. They did come out and score quickly, got a steal, and then their emotions and their energy kind of got them a little frazzled, and Duke made a little run on them, went up 1 or 2 points, maybe 3 points there, and then things settled. Patino went to a full-court press. He extended the defense, got his guys just active and focused on playing basketball. No time to think about it, no time to rest, no time to stand and wait for the ball to come down. Let's just get after it. Let's just play full court. And they did a great job, and they've ended up taking the lead. You got to go in. My opinion is you address it. You address it immediately. And you don't dwell on it, you use it to say the greatest, the best way we can show him love, we can show him appreciation, we can make the efforts he's given us all year not be in vain, is to go out there and play basketball mentally, physically, and Don emotionally. The way Louisville Cardinals play basketball. Let's give this young man an opportunity to walk, to drive, to get down to Atlanta with us and punch that ticket and play in the Final Four. And then you go back to talking about what they need to do and how they need to do it. You know, the great thing about Rick Pitino teams, he's always got some depth. He can always plug some people in defensively. And Pitino said it the other night, if you were watching the game the other night, they were winning at halftime, and he said, hey, if we're going to be the basketball team we need to be and we're going to keep moving on this tournament, we've got to win and be winning and win because of our defense, not because of our offense. He knows. He knows that you have to defend in this tournament run. You have to create offense with defense because you may not shoot the ball well every night and you may have injuries, and here we've got one. But the great thing about it is this is a veteran ball club. They've got inside play. They've got perimeter play. But, boy, that was ugly. That was an ugly, ugly injury. And I got to tell you, first of all, I'm a fan of Pitino. A lot of people in the state of Indiana are not. I am. I've watched him for years. When I was coaching, I took time to learn from the things he did. I watch his press out there today in 2013, and it's the same stuff with the same great movements and hard work and traps and ball going after the gaps to pull up the ball and force the blind passes and get the backside rotations that it was in 1985, 1992, 1995, 1997. And he does it as well and better than most. And he coaches everybody. Watch him. Watch him on the sideline. Coach Pitino is invested emotionally, physically, and mentally in every possession of that game. Not walking up and down the sideline, turning his back once. He's coaching every play. Get over here. Pull the ball up. Pull the ball up. Right here, right here, right here. Pass it. Ball reversal. Flash, flash, flash. And so he knows these guys inside and out, and he's not perfect. We know that he's not. We know that he's had some personal situations that were, you know, not anything that we want to talk about, but not anything that we should be proud of either. But he's invested in his team. He's invested in his kids. And you could see the raw emotion as they were carting his player wear off the floor. He had tears in his eyes. He was wiping them away. That's tough emotionally. You know, the Wichita State coach, Greg Marshall, he's emotionally invested. Most great coaches are. He said, play angry, play angry. And I'm telling you, that guy coaches angry. We're as good as you are. Officials, we're as good as they are. We deserve the calls. Guys, we're as good as they are. Play angry. Go after every basketball. Let's show everybody what Wichita State has. That's his personality, and you can see it. Looks mild-mannered with his hair slicked back and his glasses, but he's not. He coaches angry, and his team plays angry. And they don't play mean. They're not thugs. They play hard. They do what they're supposed to do. But I think Rick Pitino, his team emotionally got through that difficult injury. And I think he's going to be okay. I think they're going to be okay. But I'll tell you what, this is going to be a battle in the second half. There's no doubt about it. It is going to be a battle. Krzyzewski's going to make his adjustments at halftime. Kelly Plumlee, they're going to get more involved in this game. Cook is doing a great job for him out front with the basketball. And, you know, that's going to be critical in the second half. The one thing that Duke does, as well as anybody in the country, and the one thing that will stymie pressure is if you take care of the basketball. Because eventually that pressure will run itself out. And they will not make the rotation they need to make, and a layup will happen, a dunk will happen, a three-point play will happen. And you saw that in the early stages of the press with about 2 minutes left in the half, 3 minutes left in the half. Louisville fouls Plumlee underneath. I think it was Smith or Siva didn't get back, didn't make the rotation. So there's no doubt about it. This is going to be a tough game the second half. Folks, we're going to go to another break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about teams headed for the Final Four and some of the other things going on in these games. And Wichita State shocking, those Shockers shocking their way all the way down to Atlanta. You're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show.
Are you in the market for a new fence? Look no further than the Willis Fence Company. Willis Fence Company offers wood fences, chain link fences, aluminum and iron fences, and polyvinyl fences. Give fence professional Joe a call at 630-2449 for a free estimate today. The Willis Fence Company, a fence for every taste and budget.
We are going to do what we set out to do. We're going to win that tournament.
Yes! I knew it. I knew you were a champion the minute I saw you bowl, Ish.
I'm not going to bowl. You are.
You are such a loser. You're a bona fide schmuck. Look at me!
Do you have a question or comment for Coach K or Joe? You can call into the show at area code 773-897-6325. Now, back to the Coach K and Joe Show.
Speaking of schmucks bowling, I was bowling earlier this week, in fact, 3 days with my kids, and you know, I was excited when I broke 100. And I did every game. I was excited. We've got a call coming in. We're going to go to the line here and see what we've got.
Hello?
Yeah, caller, you're live on the Coach K and Joe Show.
Coach K, Josh Houchin got a question for you. Did you bring
hey,
your
Josh, hold on. For the question, come on, let me at least eat some crow here. And just to
That's what
say
I was
going to
do. I was going to ask if you brought your fork because I have some crow for you to eat.
Hey, Josh, I don't know if you caught the first part of the show, but I said I will not be a Colin Cowherd. I will not be a Jim Rome, a Seth Davis, a Doug Gottlieb. I will not claim that I didn't say it or try to turn it around the other way. I've been tough on Michigan. I have been tough on Michigan all year, a team that I did not feel like had tried to develop itself to be the type of team that it needed to be to win this thing. Definitely had the talent, and I love Coach Beilein, and I'm telling you, I do. I just didn't think that they had it. But they've been getting the job done, and Mitch McGarry, I said earlier, Mitch McGarry has matured, and although I still don't see them creating a post game, so to speak, he has matured and understands what he needs to do out there in the low post. And Trey Burke, through this tournament, has not only been a shooter, but he's been the type of player that helps his team to find ways to score. So lay it on me, Josh. I deserve it. Lay it on me.
No, you're absolutely right. Trey Burke has been a facilitator for that offense all tournament long. You go back to the first half against Kansas, 5 assists, not a single point scored. He more than made up for that in the second half. But they were on today, and I don't think Florida came to play.
Well, you know, Florida looked to me, and I don't know how it looked to you, but it looked to me like Florida was tired, mentally tired. And I don't, you know, Michigan came out, came after them, put him in a deep hole early. It looked like Billy Donovan wasn't sure defensively what he needed to do. Either that or the players just weren't getting it done on the court. I mean, you got to get on everybody on the perimeter on the Michigan team. I mean, it doesn't take much to scout that team and know they can shoot the ball.
Yeah, and I don't know which one of the talking heads it was, but they were talking after the game, and Florida presses a lot. They've been the best at their best when they were doing that throughout the year, and they didn't do that today unless Spike Albrecht was in the game. And I thought that was the key that, you know, they kind of said, if you're going out there and you're telling your team, we're not going to do what we're best at the entire year, we're going to get away from that because we don't want to get beaten transition by that team. I think it affects your confidence right off the bat.
Well, I certainly expected to see a lot of pressure out of Florida. On last night's special, I talked about that. I thought Florida would come out and really defend them in the full court and force the Michigan players to make decisions on how to move that basketball and put it in a position to try to find some easy baskets. And I really thought if Florida would do that, it might cause Burke, it might cause Hardaway, it might cause a few of those guys to just start pushing those shots further out and hoping they could shoot their way from 25 or 30 feet into the lead and into a victory. But Florida didn't do that. And what I think happened as the minutes went on, even when Florida made their mini run in the first half and their mini run in the second half, Michigan continued to stay in control of the basketball game by making good decisions. Their pick and rolls, Josh, the pick and rolls that Michigan did today were not defended well by Florida at all, but to Michigan's credit, they did them, and they did them the right way, and it ended up big points whenever they needed them.
Yeah, and, you know, going back to McGarry for a minute, you're exactly right. When we lost at Indiana back in January, early February, whenever it was, McGarry had a pretty good game at Bloomington, and I said way back then that if we're going to do anything in the tournament, he's going to start coming on here down the stretch. And he was kind of up and down through the remainder of the season, but somebody lit a fire under his butt. He lost some late and really, really got it going late in the season here. He's been awesome in the tournament, and that's the reason we're headed to the Final Four, no doubt about it.
Well, his confidence, I mean, look at him, just how he's moving on the floor, going after loose balls, made a play on the sideline today where they had stolen the ball and kind of lost it. He picks it up, and he kind of ballet dances that, tiptoes that sideline and kicks the ball in, and Michigan gets it and takes it in. I tell you what, I really like what he brings to the court, and there are a lot of people in Indiana, whether they're Purdue fans, IU fans, Notre Dame, they're saying, why isn't Mitch McGarry playing for one of these schools? And, you know, I got to give your boys credit. The Maize and Blue look pretty darn good right now, as they head for Atlanta. You got to be pretty excited.
I am definitely pumped up, and my brother is down in Florida right now, and we are actually looking into getting tickets for Hotlanta and heading down that direction, so hopefully that'll come through.
Well, I'm excited for you, and I'll be honest, I just didn't think they could get it done, and as all the teams that I thought could start to fall away, there's Michigan still alive, and the other team that I didn't even know if they deserved to make the tournament's headed that way, and that's the Wichita State Shockers. I didn't even know if they deserved to make the tournament after watching them three or four times this year, and here they are headed to Atlanta as well. So congratulations, Josh. Keep pounding away at me, and sooner or later I'll get that Michigan maize and blue. I'll figure it out and get on that bandwagon.
I was going to say, I got to ask you, if we come away with the national title by some stretch here, if we get it done, are you going to completely back that, or are you going to fess up and say, I was wrong and Michigan is for real?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to put the Michigan hat on, I'm going to put the Michigan shirt on, and I'm going to sit there. It won't be a real blackbird. I don't want the animal activists to get upset, but it'll look like a crow sitting at a table, and we'll make sure we take a picture of it and put it on the Facebook, Twitter page so everybody can laugh.
Excellent, Coach. Excellent.
All right. Well, you hang in there and keep rooting on Michigan, and we'll see. Who are you picking to come out of this Louisville-Duke game?
Honestly, I haven't even got the chance to watch more than a minute or two of it. I'm finishing up some post-game duties for umhoops.com.
Okay.
Once I'm done with that, I will flip it over. I just wonder what's going to happen, not only with the injury to the Louisville player, but have we heard anything about the Wichita State player that went down late in the game Saturday?
You know, I haven't gotten an injury report. I know they talked to Coach Marshall at halftime of this game, but I was doing the show, so I didn't have a chance to hear what he had to say. But as soon as we know something, we'll pass that along.
Yeah, it would just be interesting to see how that affects whoever wins this Duke-Louisville game, because, you know, that, if I'm not mistaken, Early was a big part of Wichita's team.
Yeah, absolutely. Early was key. He can score, he can rebound, and he also does a great job down low defensively. So that would make a big difference if you're playing Duke or Louisville at this point. Louisville right now is ahead 40-35 with about 18 minutes left in the game. So thanks for calling, Josh, and good luck to those Michigan Wolverines.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Yeah. That was Josh Houchin. I knew that call was coming. Yeah, I knew it was coming. Now, why? And I'm sure Joe mysteriously avoided being here this evening because he didn't want to have to be in on that. Josh has every reason to call. Folks, when I'm wrong, I'm going to admit it. Now, my brothers and sisters and wife, and they may say, no, you don't. But I will, because when you're talking on the air and you got people listening, and people are going to call you on what you say. So Colin Cowherd, he'll spin it the other way, but I won't. Just got a text in from our Indy correspondent, Don Schulteis. He says that the Louisville player, Ware, has a broken leg, and that has been confirmed. And, folks, it was an ugly, ugly broken leg. And if you're listening out there, if you want to text us at 812-480-9449 and you have any information on Wichita State's player that was injured last night early, let us know. I mean, not Early, but his name's Early, and he is an important player for Wichita State. So if you get a chance, someone out there, they had Greg Marshall on at half. The Wichita State Shockers coach, talking about how the Shockers shocked the nation. I love that. Shocked the nation. And it's a great game going on right now. Duke and Louisville in a tight one. Louisville's leading 40-36 in the game with 17 minutes and 21 seconds left. What about Wichita State? I can't wait to hear all the people this week who said, oh, yeah, I had him going. I had him moving on in the tournament. Yeah, Coach K, you didn't have him moving on in the tournament. I did. Wichita State is 30-8. And if I remember, they lost to the University of Evansville, the Purple Aces, under Marty Simmons twice this year. Now, I know they had some different injuries throughout the year, and they weren't at full strength all the time, but still, that's a conference, a Missouri Valley Conference with Creighton, Northern Iowa, Indiana State, University of Evansville, Wichita State, Drake, Southern Illinois, Illinois State, Bradley, a lot of good teams in that conference. And Wichita State, and, you know, we've always talked about the mid-majors, but let me just throw this out at some of you. Can we really talk about the mid-majors being just mid-majors anymore? And there's a reason why I say that. With the number of players, and some of you know what I'm about to say, with the number of players that leave college early, head to the NBA early, you know, that changes a lot of things with the major conferences. Those players that they would normally have 3 and 4 years that would develop so strongly, they're leaving earlier. Younger players are being – look at Kentucky. And I know the Kentucky fans don't like to hear this, but, folks, you truly believe – the Kentucky fans truly believe this. They truly believed that you could do the one-and-done groups every year and win national championships or get to Final Fours or, you know, be runner-up. It doesn't work like that. When you develop a team, whether it's a – high school team, a college team, or an NBA team. I think Mason Plumlee just got away with a charge. It's 42 all with 16 minutes left, and he just scored on a dunk. When you assemble a team, they not only have to be talented, they have to be athletically, they have to have a good mental understanding of the game. They have to be under control emotionally. They have to be able to go into the game and play both ends of the court. You know, we look at players in these AAU tournaments, and I'm going to tell you right now, look at Peter Jerkin, Hannah Perea, some of these guys that were big players for Indiana. They look great on the YouTube videos. They look great in the AAU tournaments. But, folks, when you get out into these college basketball games, even in the high school games, the other team's playing defense. The other team's blocking out. They're running sets. They're trapping. They're switching with an understanding of what to do. They're helping and recovering. And that's why I continue to say to you young players listening or parents of young players that are listening, it's not just about playing summer basketball games. With the way the rules have changed in the state of Indiana, coaches need to get those guys in and work with them 2-on-2, 3-on-3, play some games, but that shouldn't be your summer. You got to develop skills. People have to learn how to learn how to handle the ball with both hands. They got to learn when to make a spin move, how to make it, how to cross over, when not to cross over, how to take a straight step, how to do a stutter step, how to get a person on their hip when they beat a guy. How do they know when they beat the player? They got to know how to step into the defender as they go by him on the dribble. They got to know how to block out. They got to know how to outlet. They got to know how to pass fake and shot fake. And I know I'm digressing. I can't help that. That's a coaching that comes out of me. But this is what I'm not seeing anymore. It's hard enough when you are doing it. It's even tougher when you're not. And, yes, the players are further along with their ability to make moves. They jump higher. They're quicker. But they're not better shooters. They're not necessarily better ball handlers. And their IQ of the game is not very good. And then when they go up against a really talented team, they have a tough time winning because their IQ isn't enough to beat them. Jack Butcher understood that at Ligoti, if you know what I'm talking about, in Indiana. So what I'm saying is that the mid-majors now are competing Not every team, but look at Butler. Look at what Butler did. Can they continue to do it in this new conference? I don't know. But look what they did. Two back-to-back runner-ups, and one of their players went early to the NBA after the first year, and they still went back. And now you've got Wichita State. What a wonderful, wonderful story. Wichita State going to Atlanta. Mid-major, Missouri Valley Conference, 8 losses on the year. The Shockers shocked them all. They shocked Ohio State, a team that I thought out of the Big Ten might end up in the Final Four because they had been getting better throughout the year. I thought early in the year that DeShawn Thomas was a black hole, that he was a receiver and not a creator. In other words, he gets the ball, he shoots. He doesn't really create other opportunities. I thought Aaron Kraft was too one-dimensional. Ross hadn't developed. The other players on the team. But they started to develop, and I really thought Ohio State was in the best position out of the Big Ten to move forward, and Wichita State comes out and dominates them. And if you've noticed some of these games where the underdog team or the team gets these wins, they're coming out and they're sharp early. They're sharp early, like Michigan was today, like Syracuse was. Can you imagine 39 points, Division I Marquette, a team that could score, a team that will grind you out, knock you down, battle you? Not a great shooting team. I know what you're saying, Coach K. They're not that great of a shooting team. They're better than 39 points. But Syracuse not only took the perimeter shot away, they took the post shot away, and they took the easy transition away. So Wichita State, look at that team. Armstead, early if he can play. Hall, Baker, Cotton, Williams, Van Fleet. Tough. So I don't know. I'm just so excited about Wichita State, but I can't wait to hear all the people that are going to tell us that they picked Wichita State. Oh, we knew they were going to make it. I'm sure Colin Cowherd or Dan Dockage will probably say that. When Dan Dockage said IU was going to win the national championship, I knew IU wasn't going to win the national championship. I knew that wasn't going to happen because he picked them. And I like Dan. I've known him for a lot of years, but, you know. So if he says he thought Wichita State, no way. Craig Neal, what's going to happen with him? Alford's going to UCLA. Craig Neal was with top assistant at New Mexico. He's the interim coach at New Mexico right now. What's going to happen with Craig Neal? Former Washington Hatchet standout, went to Georgia Tech, actually played when I was playing. He was a couple years younger than me. He went head-to-head with my brother John in high school. John was at Jasper, and Craig was at Washington. His father coached him. Great player, great college player, and has done a great job coaching. He also has a son that's a pretty good player, too. So Craig Neal may be on our show, and we may be able to find out what he's going to do. He might be on coming up this Friday, Final Four weekend. So we may get a little inside scoop on Craig Neal, the interim coach at New Mexico, and find out what he's going to be doing. And, of course, hopefully Joe will be back from his South Beach vacation and his weekend celebrating Easter, and I don't blame him at all, but I think he's been ducking the IU fans and the criticisms of different people. And Joe talked about whether it be in the Final Four or Final Sweet 16 or making the tournament, is that a successful season? I guess if you're Purdue, that is. At IU, we won a little bit more. But, IU is Big Ten champ. Sweet 16, couldn't move on. And no one's more disappointed than I am. Louisville 45, Duke 42. If you're one of these people that claim they had Wichita State going to the Final Four or even getting to the Final Eight, text me or give me a call. Text me at 812-480-9449 so I can kind of question that a little bit. Or you can call the show at 773-897-6325. But don't call in here and, you know, did you really? Can you honestly look in the mirror? Can you look on your mother and say, hey, on my mother, I did? I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Just like Izzo was honest about his son picking Duke over Michigan State. Well, his son was right. I guess he knew the game plan. I guess he's pretty close to Coach Izzo and he knew the game plan, so he picked Duke. That's a great story. That's a great story, and I applaud Tom, Coach Izzo, for telling it. Hey, it's 47-42. Louisville's opened up a little bit of a lead, 14 minutes, 26 seconds left. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about these teams going to the Final Four. Again, Craig Neal, the interim coach at New Mexico, and maybe the next coach at New Mexico, Craig Neal, former Washington High School, Georgia Tech player, Indiana All-Star, he might be coming on the show next week. We can find out a little bit more about Steve Alford to UCLA and what's in Craig Neal's future. We're going to go to break. You're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show.
Does your website work for you? Your website is an employee. You wouldn't continue to pay an employee that didn't do his job, so don't pay for a site that doesn't produce results. Whether you don't have a site yet or want to improve an existing one, Josh at Idea Fusion Media can help. Want your site to be found easily on search engines like Google? How about growing your business via social media like Facebook? He can help with that as well. Idea Fusion Media, web design that works for you. For your free website review, visit ideafusionmedia.com. That's ideafusionmedia.com.
Quarterback, go ahead.
Me? Or, yeah, shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench...
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Michael Lewis used to do when I would say, that's what these medicine balls or heavy balls are for. Loose ball, go get it, throw it, rebound it. Wasn't always a basketball. We didn't throw wrenches in practice, but we used the blocking pads and we used the medicine weighted balls a lot. Coaches won't bounce. That's, you got it. Guys, you got it. I don't want you to bounce the ball. I want you to pass the ball. Coach, it's going through my hands. It's going to knock me out. You got it. Catch the ball. Use your hands. Learn how. Coach, I'm going up for rebounds. I can't hold on to it. You got it. Learn how to hold on to the ball. If you can handle the weighted balls and the heavy balls, you can handle the basketball. And, of course, Don Schulteis, our Indy correspondent, immediately texts in and tells me he picked Wichita State to go to Final Fours. Yeah. Yeah, he must be hanging out at the watering hole right now. Nah, I don't see it. I don't even know if Greg Marshall picked his team in the, if he would have filled out a bracket. But I'll tell you what, he's got his players playing angry. They go after the boards as good as any team. I mean, they go hard, all five guys. And, you know, to do that, your guys have to be mentally ready. They have to be moving on the shot. You can't watch the shot. Great rebounders, great rebounding teams don't watch the ball in flight. Regardless of what you learn on the playground or what you learn playing AAU, folks, great rebounders, if you watch them all the way through history from Bill Russell on up, Dikembe Mutombo, Hakeem Olajuwon, Howard from Butler, great rebounders, go to the basket to rebound, start blocking out when the ball goes up. They do not watch the flight of the ball. You know, a few years ago, a couple decades ago, I guess I should say, U of L team coached by Denny Crum, they used to talk about how they didn't block out, they just jumped. Well, at that time, they were the most athletic team in the country, and they could get away with that. But to be a good rebounder, when that shot goes up, you got to start blocking out. If the lane's open, you got to be moving to the basket. You got to go get the basketball. On Wichita State, you watch them, folks, all five of them go after it. All five of them go to rebound. They can pass the ball, they can shoot the ball, they defend, they help, and they go after the ball. Louisville has just gone ahead 51-44 with 12 minutes and 20 seconds left. Two straight layups by the Cardinals. So Greg Marshall, when he's in that halftime, and I loved it, guys. I loved Greg Marshall when he's saying, play angry. And he's got that look in his eyes. Like Pitino right now, if you're watching the game, he's working that sideline. He's talking to those players. Play angry, boys. And Wichita State does. But they go to the boards. You've got to rebound. And I think it was a shock to Ohio State, a Big Ten team, and everybody knows how physical the Big Ten is. We always talk about it. We always hear about it. Oh, I just got a text from Jerry. Jerry, you're claiming you had Wichita State going to the Final Eight. Okay. At least you didn't claim they were going to the Final Four. But I don't believe you, Jerry. I don't believe you. I believe you had them going to the Final Eight after they got to the Sweet 16, maybe. But now they're in the Final Four. So, yeah, keep the text coming. Text me. They go to the boards hard. Wichita State's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to get ready for that. Have you seen the new commercial with Larry Bird and Bill Russell on one side, Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul or Lew Alcindor? The AT&T commercials, faster is better. They usually are using the little kids. Great commercials. And I hate to give AT&T a plug because they're not paying us to do it. But it's a great commercial. Larry Bird, Larry legend, man. I got to see him play when he was in high school, watched him all through college, and just loved watching him in the NBA, and if you're a budding player, go up on YouTube and pull Larry Bird film footage up. That's a great thing for young players. Why aren't you, instead of watching music videos, why don't you pull up YouTube and watch how some of these guys play the game? You know, watch how Isaiah Thomas played. Watch how Larry Bird played. Watch how Magic Johnson played. Watch how those guys actually played the game. There's individual workouts you can pull up to get stronger, quicker, faster. Ball handling drills, Steve Nash, well, he's got great tape. Steve Alford had a great tape when he was a player. A lot of things out there you can be watching and that you can go straight onto the court. And now with the mobile technology, you can take it out on the basketball court and set it up and mimic the moves and work on them. Instead of just playing games, folks. You know, if you go out to shoot, you ought to be tired when you're done. I don't see that a lot either. Florida, what a disappointment today. Michigan looked great, but Florida looked bad. And I don't know, Josh Houchin called in earlier, a big Michigan fan, and he's had to endure my criticisms of Michigan. I'm not going to say that Michigan made Florida look bad. Florida looked bad. But Michigan looked good doing what Michigan does. Okay? So, just got a text message. Who's this from? Brett. Text message from Brett. And Brett says that I have no right saying anything positive about Michigan after ripping them all year. Well, you're right, I don't, but I'm going to, because they deserve a little bit of praise. I gotta give them a hand when they deserve a hand. Louisville's now up 10 points, now up 12 points. 57-44 with 10 minutes. So Don, back to your text about what did Pitino say? What do you think Pitino said at halftime? Whatever he said, it's working. And the pressure that they're putting on Duke right now and the help they're getting, it's tremendous. They've got great ball pressure, but as soon as Duke beats the ball pressure, Louisville's got one, two guys coming to the ball, and they've got backside rotation by everybody else, not leaving anybody open. So there's no the ball handler's in the blind. The guy with the ball's in the blind. He's going to have to pass to the blind spot. If he does that, they're going to take it down the other end and score. 57-44, Louisville winning right now. 57-44, so they're up 13. Timeout on the court, 10 minutes and 30 seconds left. Okay, Brett, I still got to give him some credit. And I'm going to. Syracuse has punched their ticket with a win over Marquette, 55-39. Carter Williams, 12 points. Fair had 13. Trish, 9. A lot of balance out of that Syracuse team. They'll go into Atlanta with a 30-9 record. Marquette bows out at 26-9. Boy, they play hard. But they just didn't have enough. And Syracuse took it. So we've got Wichita State, we've got Syracuse, and now we've got Michigan. And if things continue the way they're going, we will see probably Louisville, but there's a lot of time left. I've seen Duke overcome 20-point leads without a problem. I saw him come back and beat North Carolina a year ago or so, down 22. I saw him earlier in the year come back after being down 18. But they're playing a pretty athletic and defensive-minded Louisville team, and I don't think Louisville's going to let them get the easy opportunities. The big thing for Louisville down the stretch, if you know about the Cardinals and watch them, Siva and Smith, they can't go into their space zone where all of a sudden they're throwing up shots when they don't need to be shooting it. They're trying to make the tricky pass when they don't need to make it. Just move the basketball. Penetrate, kick, move the basketball, and find the guys and give them the opportunity to get the easy basket or be fouled. And this is the only thing I worry about Louisville down the stretch. If the guard play gets a little spastic out there, you'll see Pitino calling timeouts and you'll see him sub them out and talk to them and try to get their heads right again. But they're like that. They're like a fast moving train that kind of hits a bump in the track and jumps off for a little bit. And hopefully it comes down and reconnects itself. Otherwise, they're going to have some problems. 57-44, Louisville's got the ball with 9:47 left. We've got about 3 minutes left on our special Sweet 16 Hoops edition of the Coach K and Joe Show. And we'll probably be leaving the air before this game is over. Louisville 59-44. We've talked about Wichita State, the improbable run they've made, 30 wins on the season, playing angry, rebounding angry, scoring angry, defending angry, coaching angry. And I haven't gotten any response on Anthony Early, and I know that's not his full first name, but it's easier for me to just say Anthony Early. Anybody out there listening that has a report on him, whether he's going to be good to go, whether he's out on that Achilles, it looked like his Achilles that he hurt the other night. He's a critical person for them. He got hurt with 10:44 left in that game against Ohio State. They were up 20 points. They went about 5 minutes and didn't score, and Ohio State got themselves back into the basketball game. He had 12 points when he went out. You know, one thing that Duke has hurt Duke today, They've done a great job throughout the tournament of handling the basketball. Louisville's pressure, full court pressure, three quarters court, half court, and just all different levels of pressure, whether it's been rotations, trappings, has hurt them, and they've made turnovers. And they've been critical turnovers because they've led directly to Louisville baskets. Louisville just hit a big three. Big three. 62-46. And this thing is getting away from Coach K. I got to believe there's a timeout coming here soon. Syracuse just a great job on Marquette. Held them to 39 points. You got to wonder how strong the University of Evansville was this year. Coach Marty Simmons, a friend of mine, a friend of my family's, has done a great job at U of E. They finished the season with 21 wins. The .com tournament made the Final Four, where East Carolina beat them the other night at East Carolina. Beat Wichita State twice. Two of the eight Wichita State losses to U of E. So maybe Coach Simmons has this program a little bit further along than what people realize. And if they can continue to bring those players in. Honestly, if you're an Aces fan and you're listening, I'm going to tell you something. I think Marty Simmons ought to be looking. I think he's an outstanding coach. I think there's limitations at the University of Evansville. I live in Evansville, Indiana. But I think there's limitations to what the program is capable of doing consistently. I think Marty Simmons is a coaching talent. He's got a great pedigree. Played for Ron Felling in high school. Those of you who know basketball in the Midwest know that Ron Felling was an outstanding coach on the high school level in Illinois before becoming an outstanding assistant at Indiana University. He played for Bob Knight. He played for Jim Cruz. He had some experience after college. He's worked with great coaches. He's helped out great coaches. I think he's an excellent coach. I think he understands the motion offense as well as anybody. I think he understands how to play man-to-man defense as well as anybody. I just think there's some limitations at the University of Evansville when it comes to recruiting. I think he should be somebody that people are looking at. I really do. That's Craig Neal's situation, former Washington, Indiana high school basketball player, Indiana All-Star, Georgia Tech star. Craig Neal, top assistant out at New Mexico. He is now the interim coach at New Mexico when Steve Alford left and went to UCLA. Will he be the next coach at New Mexico? Will they announce that soon? Is he being looked at? Some people said he was in line for the Ball State job. Obviously, New Mexico is heads above heels, at least on paper, to Ball State. We know Matt Graves, top assistant at Butler, took the South Alabama job. Matt from Southern Indiana, outstanding player, and has been an outstanding one of the top recruiters, mid-major recruiters. He was in the top 20 assistant coaches as far as recruiting was concerned. He's at South Alabama. Is Michael Lewis got an opportunity maybe this year or next? But Craig Neal, we're working, hoping to have him on the show this Friday. Well, where time is about up on the special Hoops edition, Sweet 16 edition of the Coach K and Joe Show. We were on yesterday, Saturday evening, Sunday. We've enjoyed it. We've loved the text messages. I did get a text message that I can't read, and it was from an angry Purdue fan. He might have been one of Joe's friends. I don't know, but I'm not going to read it. But I get your point. I get your point. And I did miss a couple callers that came in, and I'm sorry about that. I'm new running this board, the control board, multitasking. Yes, I can. I can multitask. I'm just new at it. But I appreciate you tuning in to the special edition of the Coach K and Joe Show, the Sweet 16 Hoops Edition. We've got three of the four teams headed to the Final Four. I'll say them again, Syracuse, who had a 55-39 win over Marquette. Look out for that 2-3 zone. They're not great offensively, but they do what great teams do, championship teams do. Their defense creates offense. The Shockers, who shocked the basketball world, headed to Atlanta, Wichita State. They play angry. They rebound as a team. They all crash the boards. Our Indy correspondent, Don Schulteis, just texted in. He says Louisville's Cardinals Ware has severe fracture, three bones are fractured. It was ugly, folks. If you get a chance to see the replay, don't let your kids see it, but it was ugly. He's resting comfortably in the hospital. His parents have been notified, and he's got some, I think, a girlfriend there with him. At least he's got somebody there. And I know the Louisville Cardinals want to get this game taken care of, 64-48 with 7 minutes left. It's not over by any means, folks. It is not over. But they'd like to be able to bring that healing present and news to the hospital for him. Wichita State and then Michigan, who I have been critical of all year. I am not critical of Coach Beilein because I think I have tremendous respect. He has coached at every level, been successful at every level, and you can tell he cares so much about what he does and the people he does it with and for. And Michigan punched their ticket, and there's a lot of Maize and Blue fans that are pretty excited. It's been 20 years, I believe, since they've been to the Final Four. And then we're looking to see if Louisville can punch that other ticket. Luke Hancock is at the line. He just hit a three a couple possessions earlier, 65-48 with 7:13 left. Again, I'm not sure about Anthony Early, what his situation is, but we will be live on Friday at our normal time, and we'll probably come in on the weekend as well with some special Final Four edition shows, so be looking for that. Spread the word. Again, we appreciate the number of listeners we have. We've had growth on almost every month of the show, and we certainly appreciate it. Share it, spread it, and be a part of the show. Folks, be a part of the show. Call in, send your text, giving you our text number. This text number goes straight to me. You can text me anytime during the week with comments, with news, with information. I get several. It's 812. Write it down. Coach K. The Coach K. That's the other Coach K coaching right now, Coach Krzyzewski. If he gets the Final Four, that's his 12th time. That ties John Wooden. Write it down, 812-480-9449. Text me. Don't call that number because it won't pick up, but text me. And you can always call the show, 1-773-897-6325. You can follow us on the show live at CoachKandJoeShow.com. You can listen to podcasts on YouTube. You can come to our Facebook page, Coach K and Joe. You can go to Twitter, Coach K and Joe. Whatever you want to do, become a part of the show. We'll put you on. We'll let your comments be heard. And when we're wrong, we'll tell you we're wrong. But I can promise you this. When you're wrong, we'll let you know you're wrong. Thanks for joining us on the special edition, the Sweet 16 Hoops edition of the Coach K and Joe Show. Look for us Friday. Look for us again Friday, 11 to 1 Eastern, 10 to noon Central, for our Final Four edition. We'll also probably come on live on both Saturday and Monday to talk about it. Oh, I just got another text. Josh texts me and says that Cleanthony Early says it's just a sprain. Not sure if this is a factual report, I don't mean what Josh is texting me, is this gamesmanship, or as he uses the term, gamesmanship, just saying that so the other team has to prepare differently or not. But there was an interview, so that's what we're hearing there. And then I also got another text. Did you know the Michigan? Did you know Michigan's coach was never an assistant coach in his career? Yes, I did, Don. Yes, I did. That's a great little text that you sent in. He has coached about every, I believe, every level. I think high school, college, every level. Never been an assistant. I can speak to that. I haven't been on as many levels as him, but I never have been an assistant either. Maybe I should have been. I don't know. But he has not. That is very rare. And you've got to give him and his family a lot of respect because they've been willing to move, pick up and move, and make adjustments throughout his career. You know, folks, I can tell you, to this day, I love coaching. Once it gets in you, it never leaves. You make some decisions and you make some adjustments in your own life, but it's hard. It's hard when you coach. And I had a great, my wife, Janet, been married over 27 years. She was a wonderful coach's wife. She'd do whatever we needed to do. My family's always been supportive, from my kids to my brothers and sisters and so on. But that's great. And that's why I like Coach Beilein, because he's been there. He's been there. He's gone through it. He's hung in there all the time. So, Cleanthony Early of Wichita State says it's just a sprain. Thanks for letting us know that, Josh. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. As I tried to say a couple minutes earlier, and I know some of you wish I'd just hurry up and get off so you can get off, but I can't help it. When we're talking hoops, I just love talking hoops. So I love talking Major League Baseball, which we'll be talking in the future. I love talking sports. I love talking to coaches and players and interested fans who follow it to get insight. You know, coaches don't know everything. I had somebody ask me one time. They said, "Coach K, did you ever listen to a fan when he told you something, or did you just think they don't know anything?" No, yes and no. I think there are a lot of smart fans out there. I think there are a lot of individuals who understand the game. They've either played it or they've watched it. They've analyzed it. I mean, I know Josh Houchin does a great job of analyzing statistically information for Michigan, and when I would say something about Michigan, boom, he would shoot something back and give me a stat on it, how many times they got the ball here or there. I absolutely believe that. Coaches insulate themselves from contributions from others, advice from others, because they have a game plan or a direction they're trying to take. They have a direction, a game plan, something they're trying to accomplish. And if they get too much information coming in, sometimes we're not like computers and we can't sort it all, and it somehow gives us a little bit of haze and we get away from what we're doing. Instead of reversing that basketball, we make two passes and we're okay with them dribble penetration. Instead of going for two when we don't have to have a three, we let ourselves get caught up in taking the big three because he's hit it before and the fans love that. Instead of shooting and making it an easy layup, we want to, oh, the fans want him to dunk. Let's have him go up and dunk. He misses it. It flies back 30 feet. Other team gets it and they lay it in. And all of a sudden we're in overtime. So that's why coaches insulate themselves. And I know there are a lot of good people out there and people that I enjoy talking to. And I know that they sometimes think that well, he's not listening or he doesn't want me to say anything. It wasn't that. It's just that you got to stay focused on what you're doing, just like a player does. Just like mom and dad need to let the player alone and not tell him what the coaches should have him do, what he should be doing. He needs to do what the coaches are telling him to do, what his teammates need him to do. That's what he needs to do. After the season's over, he can work on the other stuff. Okay, We got to end this show. Folks, I was hoping to get through and see Louisville, if Louisville is going to win this game. It looks like they're going to. Again, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday, 11 Eastern, 10 Central. We'll also probably have a show on Saturday during the Final Four and on Monday. It's great talking to you again. Thanks for joining us for the Coach K and Joe Show special edition, Sweet 16 Hoops. The Shockers of Wichita State are in. Syracuse Orange Men are on their way for the first time in 10 years. Michigan, first time in 20. And Louisville, our Duke, is trying to get back there. Let's see who wins this one. Remember, if you got the ball, hold on to it, because the guy in front of you, he's trying to take it away. Nothing easy in the game of basketball. And as Coach Marshall of Wichita State says, play angry, folks. Play angry. We'll talk to you on Friday. You've been listening to Coach K and the Coach K and Joe Show.
The following presentation of the Coach K and Joe Show was brought to you by Harmon Dental Care, Jasper Today, Idea Fusion Media, and the Willis Fint Company. Join us next Friday from 11 to 1 for the next show. Until then, visit www.jaspertodayonline.com or go to iTunes to listen to podcasts of past shows. See you next week.
Hey, folks, this is Coach K for Coach K and Joe Show. From me and Joe, happy Easter. Hope you've had a great time with your family. And remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.